All right, Joe, let's talk about tile on top of wood. You're okay. Obviously, the thin set doesn't adhere to the wood. So how do we prep a wood surface, whether we're making a tile countertop in the kitchen or in our laundry room, wherever the case may be, bathrooms, or we're going on to, showers we'll keep completely aside. Let's yes. On to wood.
Some thin set manufacturers will allow their product, it's a special product, to go over wood. It has to be the most stable wood you've ever seen. And in Arizona, wood moves a lot. So for that reason, we prefer not to glue direct to wood. So there are fiber boards, cement boards. There's actually glue-down membranes, peel-and-stick membranes. So there's a lot of applications to cover the wood. So it's, in my opinion, a smart idea to cover that wood. And back 10, 15 years ago when thick mortar applications were done in kitchens, that was a specialty trade. You know, a guy would come in, he'd roll out the paper, roll out the wire, put a bunch of mud on your countertop, and by the end of the day, it looked like a countertop. A weekend individual couldn't do that process. But now with the cement boards and the fiber boards, a weekend person can definitely do a countertop.
And that goes to the prep. It's not just putting the board on there and putting a couple nails in. There's specs to that.
There's
a certain amount of nails per size of sheet.
Yes.
Some of them even have like the nail hole designed
in the board
so you don't put a nail here.
Right. You want a good wood foundation. I always like 3/4 exterior grade wood if you could find it. And then you put the board to that. And the internet's great because all of this prep information is available from the manufacturer on the internet. And a lot of these boards even come with the directions. So just don't peel off the label and throw it away. Read it. There's good stuff on that.
Now, and I said nailed. Is that standard, a grip-tight nail, or do we see a lot of screw applications?
They recommend the screw. A couple of different types. And generally, because we're in a damp environment, they'll want a screw that's not going to corrode.
We're in a damp environment?
Kitchens, bathrooms.
The okay. environment we create inside our house.
Yes, yeah. The ones we create. Yes. It's a dry heat.
I just wanted to make sure I was hearing that right.
Okay, I'm glad you clarified that.
And this process also applies to second floors, or if your home is on a crawl space.
Yes.
And it's got a wood on surface with tile on top.
Absolutely.
The same thing applies and
right.
to both of those applications.
That's right. You got to figure, you know, by the time you furnish it or, you know, you put water in your tub and that floor has a lot of water weight in the tub and people walking in and out, yes, that floor is going to move, no doubt about it. So having a membrane or a cement board first and then your tile, it adds strength, and that's what you're looking for.
And the application is still the same on the tile. You comb the surface, the hardy backer, the cement
yes.
board, the fiber board,
right.
and you comb your tile.
Right. So you would view your cement panel the same as a concrete panel.
It's when we get to shower surrounds, when you want to talk about a wet environment.
There you go. That's right. Rainforest in the house.
I rarely discourage people from at least trying to do it yourself. But, man, imagine trying to live without a shower, and especially if you mess it up and you've got to start all over. And that's one that's worth the penny for a professional.
Yes, yes. If you have the courage, do a do a ground floor shower first.
That one that you don't use.
Showers are technical. The waterproofing is like a roof. You really need to pay attention in that situation to the preparation 110% because you have to have the drain right. You have to have the pitch to the drain. You know, a lot of people go with curbless showers now, and they'll call them curbless entries, you know. And you have to have a certain pitch to your drain, so you can't just bust out a shower built in the 90s that the drain wasn't low enough and put in a curbless shower because actually you're technically not to code. So there is a lot to a shower.
Some other applications you may not have thought of tile on our pools from
yes.
the plaster inside to the decks. There's always a tile border.
Always.
Furniture, a lot of tile tabletops.
Yes. Yes.
You were talking about the decorative from four different paint artisans that right. are all working on the same piece of tile. You know, that's a decorative piece for furniture.
Yes, we do a lot of tables. They hold up very well out in the elements, and they're beautiful.
Mexican Tile and Stone owner Joe Fortuna's been joining us all hour talking about the proper application for tile. If you need a little idea on something that, you know, you may not even know that tile's what you're looking for to update or change something in your home, stop into one of the showrooms, peek around.
We're at 2036 West Greenway in Phoenix, and that is 19th Avenue in Greenway, in between 19th Avenue and the I-17, so north central Phoenix, I guess, if you want to call that. And in Tucson, we're off the Prince Road exit, just off the I-10.
I think earlier on Phoenix I said east of 19, but you're west of 19, east of 23rd.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
That's right. So we always tell people, look for the big blue wall. We're between 19th Avenue and the I-17 on Greenway Road.
That wraps up do-it-yourself projects for the month of January. Join us next Saturday as we start February, all about plumbing, starting off with water heaters. Stampede Plumbing will be in studio with us. Tankless, Marathon, or traditional old tank water heaters, and the maintenance, the care, how to do it yourself. And till then, if you have questions, it's RosieOnTheHouse.com, and be thankful for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.